Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If your ears are eager for live music, Insight's Concert Connect has you covered, thanks to the help from Cap Radio's hosts, Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia, because Sacramento's home to great music venues, and even if you want to spend a day away, there are concerts that are not that far from the state capital. With so many concert calendars to sort through, it can be overwhelming to stay on track with the artists to check out live. Luckily, Andrew and Nick have sacrificed their eardrums tinnitus, I guess, to find the best concerts to see within the next 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us, Nick and Andrew.
I'm so overwhelmed, Vicky. Oh, the exhaustion that it takes to sort through fun things. Oh, you're very kind.
It's a tough, tough, tough job. So, Nick, I want to start with you. The first artist that you want to highlight is Titus Andronicus, who will be performing at Harlow's Tuesday, March 14th. Why this pick?
They are brainy barroom rock. You could listen to a band like this and you could think, oh boy, these are just a bunch of thugs just having a good time. And you know what? They are. But like, we're talking about a band that made a concept record about a Civil War battleship back in 2010. That's back when the singer and guitarist Patrick Stickles was just 25. When I was 25, I just maybe started thinking about learning how to dress. So these guys are, they've got a lot going on upstairs and they have just so much fun. Like big, loud, bold sounds, and they're New Jersey-based. There's a Springsteen vibe all over this record. That's not a mistake either. In fact, they intended for that to happen. Stickles actually said, it may strike some as ironic we had to go to Canada to record our equivalent to Born in the USA. So this track comes off of Titus Andronicus' newest album, The Will to Live. Don't be worried.
I want a beer with that song.
I was just about to say, you're already smashing pints together and your arms thrown around a total stranger as you're screaming at the top of your lungs, right?
Yeah.
Like, I love that song. And that's the vibe you get on just about every Titus Andronicus record. And I cannot wait to see that.
Great song to get pumped up. Their name, though, it's a play on Shakespeare, right?
Not even a play. It's a direct reference to Shakespeare's play, Titus Andronicus. Sidebar, if anybody out there has not seen Julie Taymor's Titus, starring Sir Anthony Hopkins, it's a glorious mess, and I love it to pieces. It has nothing to do with the sound of this, but go check that out, too.
Went off on a little important tangent. Thanks, Nick. All right.
One of my very few.
All right, Andrew, I want to get to you next, because the next concert actually takes us up to the foothills, Nevada City in Nevada County. That's taking place Wednesday, March 15th. And so tell us about Jonathan Richman.
Jonathan Richman is known a lot, I think, by most folks by his early work in the 70s, sort of often called the godfather of punk. So he, you know, helped create that entire genre and then decided to throw it all in the trash and then just keep changing up expectations and sort of evolving, eschewing the normal conventions. And so now he's dropped electric guitars. He's got his acoustic guitar. He doesn't have a band anymore. It's really just like percussion behind him. But he has never stopped being sort of weird and esoteric. And there's just a great love for music in all its shapes and forms that you can hear in everything that he does. I've been calling him your favorite musician's favorite musician because he's just that influential.
Yeah, there was another quote in the notes that I was reading, punk before punk, right? And also proto-punk. What is proto-punk?
Punk before punk.
Punk before punk.
Okay,
yeah,
got
just
it. Right.
In a more fancy hipster way of saying it.
I need to update my lingo. Okay, well, let's take a listen to the song we're about to hear, In a Dancing Mood by Jonathan Richman.
2, 3, 4. Well, I'm in a dancing mood. I'm in a dancing mood. I'm in a dancing mood. celebrate this panorama. And when they get full of soul, when they get full of soul, we got to celebrate this drama, celebrate this drama. And I'm in a dancing mood, I'm in a dancing mood. And I feel sort of great, I feel sort of A-OK when I'm in a dancing mood. I feel sort of all right, I feel sort of out of sight when I'm
If you could see us right now, I feel like we're all the wavy, inflatable, like, you know, outside of, you know, whatever, a car dealership or something.
We're in a dancing mood.
I gotta be honest, Andrew, I'm surprised. I was hearing, you're talking to me about punk, but I wouldn't have necessarily thought about this. About Jonathan Richman in a dancing mood sounding the way that it sounds.
And that's kind of sort of the most punk rock thing that you can do, right? It's just like, you expect this, and then I'm going to do this completely different thing. And so I think that's the hallmark of a lot of his later career, and which will be really fun to listen to.
All right, so Andrew, the next band you have for us is Blues Lawyer. I like that name. Where'd it come from?
I've heard a couple different things. Potentially, you know, the sort of fancy pants lawyers who are very busy but also have a lot of expendable income and, you know, buy very expensive guitars and they end up hanging up next to the mantle place and things like that. I originally thought that maybe it was like someone who is a lawyer of blues musicians and helps to
Leadbelly's attorney.
Yeah, Leadbelly's attorney, you know, help aggrieved blues musicians and things like that. But it's all just in my head.
Litigate a song. You know, so obviously the name is not really taking itself too seriously. Does that kind of carry over to the type of music that they play?
I think so. They sort of hit a really good balance between irony and earnestness. There's sort of like an effortless to their delivery of a very cool nonchalance, but not too cool. It's balanced with some really tunesome and engaging melodies, and it's all wrapped up in a lot of really bright, enthusiastic jangle rock.
All right, well, let's take a listen to Blues Lawyer, Nowhere to Go. Got a good air guitar from Andrew Garcia right there.
I love a good guitar solo. It's so good.
That's a good road trip song.
Good road trip song. Yeah, I can definitely see some driving. And the Blues Lawyer themselves will be driving in from Oakland. So they're an Oakland-based band, not too far. But there will also be some local Sacramento talent on Showcase, which should be pretty fun. Fitting is a garagey indie rock band that'll be opening, as well as Hella Dusty, who's sort of a synthy crooner rye sort of guy.
Awesome. So Fitting, Hella Dusty, Blues Lawyer, Golden Bear, March 19th.
Mm-hmm. We glossed over something. We glossed over a little vocab term that Andrew tossed out there, too. I just want to point out, toonesome isn't a phrase that I've heard recently. That's delightful.
Toonesome.
I love that.
It's going in the back of my mind.
Good word,
right
fun
now.
To say.
All right, last but not least, Nick, the next musician has an interesting name.
Yes.
Tanuki-chan. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. And that is the band from Hannah Van Loon from San Francisco Bay.
Yes.
Why the choice?
Well, it's good to have musically minded friends, Vicky. We have an analog calendar about 10 feet away from your microphone. I've encouraged people at Cap Radio to be like, hey, if you have a concert coming up, come write it up. And Jasmine Vu from our membership department was rolling by and said, hey, I just wanted to write up this Tanuki-chan concert. And I said, oh, you mean this? And I held up the CD. And they said, oh my gosh, it's here. And I was like, yeah, I was getting ready to audition it. Any good? And they said, absolutely, you must listen to this. And I did, and they are right. And Tanuki-chan is fantastic. And for all the reasons you just said and more, there's like they're like an electronic blanket of melodic fuzz. There's some 90s influence in there. If you like Mazzy Star or Beach House or Ivy or even a little bit of Portishead in there, I think you're going to get a lot out of Tanuki-chan's new record.
All right, well, let's listen to Been Here Before. Oh, that is such a 90s CD cover. Gizmo, and that's their sophomore album.
Yes, it is. This is a second record from Tanuki-chan. This is a dog howling behind a chain link fence and some very, like, it looks like a Blind Melon album cover for anybody who wants to go back that far.
I love it. And they'll be at the Starlit Room Thursday, March 23rd.
That is very correct.
Once again, never short of great shows to see. You guys must just be exhausted, you know?
In the best way possible, I think.
Yeah, it's an exciting work to do.
Well, I want to thank you both for the Toonesome segment that we just did. That is Cap Radio host Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia sharing their quickly approaching concert selections for Insights Concert Connect. You can learn more on Cap Radio's Instagram account and, of course, on Hey Listen, which airs Saturdays from 3 to 5 and 8 to 10 p.m.
Hooray!
That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor RM Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday because we have an NPR special tomorrow ahead of the Oscars. Some pop culture. Have a great weekend.